mushers are racing toward Nome, and so are the tourists. A small business owner is gearing up to capitalize on the influx. KNOM's Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
Some say Nome's population doubled during Iditarod. Though that's an exaggeration, for small business owner Aaron Fortin, it's kind of true.
I try to have about double the amount of supplies on hand. I know that we go through about 5 pounds of espresso every 2 or 3 days, and last year during Iditarod, we went through 5 pounds of espresso beans every day.
Fortin owns Bering Tea Company, Nome's only coffee house. The shop sells organic, fair trade foods, and Alaskan roasted coffee. It has become a favorite spot for people who want to step out of the cold and grab a warm drink while waiting for mushers to cross the finish line. But preparation begins long before the race even starts, all the way back in January. Fortin began placing orders after the new year for what she calls tourist-type items, things like t-shirts and mugs and other paraphernalia for people to take home. When the town swells with Iditarod fans, Fortin will fly in extra help and offer extended hours.
Last year was our first year that we were open through Iditarod, and we ended up staying here open and awake until 3 a.m. because we didn't want to close when there were customers in.
Across Nome, the Iditarod rush brings a short-term revenue boost to small businesses. Fortin says for Bering Tea, she's turning it into a long-term advantage.
Most of the added revenue from this Iditarod is going to go towards making the building more efficient and more self-sufficient. Things like, you know, better insulation and lower energy use lights, things that'll make it a little even cheaper to run.
But the best part of Iditarod, Fortin says, is the new faces and the stories they bring.
I love meeting all the new people and hearing their stories. And sometimes they come up on a whim, and sometimes it's been their 25-year goal to see the finish of the Iditarod. It's really cool to see the differences that people have in stories and how they came here and why they came here.
And this constant stream of people, Fortin says, carries another upside. She can run the shop while the customers keep her up on the race details. Reporting in Nome, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.